At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here we go. It is hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we are just 20 minutes away from the Chris Young Show here on The Fan. Time now for a football fix with Zach Wolchuk. Here he is, Zach.
Let's do it. So much NFL news as it's June the 1st. Let's get you covered right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Oh my goodness gracious, if you missed it, 2 blockbuster trades. One, Diana Rossini had this scoop on months ago, maybe years ago.
How'd she get that?
I don't know, but the Eagles have agreed to trade A.J. Brown to the New England Patriots for not one, but 2 draft picks, as A.J. Brown to New England for a first-round pick in 2028, but they also threw in a 5th-round pick, which will be the higher of the 2 5th-round picks from New England in 2027. So A.J. Brown, now a Patriot, reuniting with head coach Mike Vrabel, now the number one target for Drake May, and your defending AFC champions have now revamped their wide receiver core as they went ahead and signed Romeo Doubs from Green Bay, gave him a nice contract this offseason, and now have traded for 1 A.J. Brown.
I mean, he definitely takes their upside and reduces it significantly. Like, if they could have a bounce-back offensive line year in Philadelphia, I think A.J. Brown could still go for 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Absolutely. But this is going to be an interesting one because last year, Eric, you called it, and good for you, sir. You were on top of it. You were like, Patriots? Probably a playoff team. They got a super easy schedule. Mm-hmm. And every week we looked up and we were like, damn, the Patriots have a really easy schedule. And they cakewalked it. They got themselves the number one overall seed, or I think, was it the 2 seed, because they ended up going to Denver. Mm-hmm. And they end up, you know, having themselves a nice little path there to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, you know, Denver, they lose their starting quarterback. That helps them there. But this year, schedule a little more difficult. So the roster, I think you could say, probably better. But will New England, and maybe that's why it was good for them to keep that first-round pick this year in their back pocket, just in case they don't live up to expectations with a more challenging schedule. And you got all this stuff going on with Mike Vrabel and Rossini. Like, is that sidetracking him? Is he distracted whatsoever? There might be a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover for New England, and the Eagles will not benefit from that. Now, the other big move today, it happened. Myles Garrett has been traded. Now, Mary Kay Cabot threw this out earlier.
Man, I was getting ready to do a Myles Garrett Cowboy show today.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was kind of, you know, one, I didn't buy it. I was like, Browns actually going to do something real smart.
Yeah,
the Browns
going to
trade Myles Garrett.
I saw your tweet like an hour before the news broke.
I doubt that this happens.
This ain't happening.
I'm like, come on. And I definitely didn't think it was going to happen to Dallas, right? Because we've heard absolutely no whispers of the Cowboys getting in on this. I mean, Albert Breer has kind of floated it out there. But it seems like it was the Rams, and it was always the Rams when you look at reports. But here was Todd Monken. This was about an hour before the trade actually goes down. I guess they're doing a charity event out there in ESPN, out there in Cleveland. So ESPN Cleveland sends out a reporter, Todd Monken's talking, and this was him about Myles Garrett not even being on the roster this year.
But he's going to be on the team. Do you expect him to be here when we get to the season?
Well, he's not like any other player. I mean, I'm never told who's going to be on the team, who's not going to be on the team, if that's a question. I mean, every day we evaluate the roster. Andrew evaluates the roster. Management evaluates the roster. And like I said, he's no different than the other player we've got. So it's, I don't know how to respond to that based on, because it's really no different today than it's been for the last however many months I've been the head coach.
Have you been assured he'll be here June 9th?
No, I wasn't assured that when I took the job. I was never assured of anything when I took the job, other than once I signed my contract and whatever my contract said, that's what I was assured. And no matter what any of us coaches sign up for, is we show up every day and we coach the guys that are in the building like we've done all since we've been here. That hasn't changed.
Can't believe you want to hitch your wagon to Todd Monken like that.
What a dancer that was.
Listen to that voice. I mean, it's like Pharrell on the band.
Like, how can I guarantee that Myles Garrett would be on this roster?
Yeah, nobody told me that. Nobody told me that I was going to get. We didn't even meet face to face. It wasn't even a FaceTime. He's in Japan.
When we go to training camp, everybody's competing. I can't guarantee anybody's making this roster.
I didn't know that Myles Garrett would even be on the first team this year.
I guess he still hasn't, and maybe will never actually meet Myles Garrett.
Probably not. I think that, unless maybe, like, do we get a Browns-Rams game coming up anytime soon? The odds are probably doubtful, but hey, it happened. And really, I think when you look into this, this is a good trade for both teams. Good for Cleveland. I think Cleveland Brown fans that are upset about this today,
idiots.
You're being a schmuck.
Like, yeah.
Derek Holland, I love you, Dutch. If you're upset about this trade, this is a good trade for Cleveland.
Awesome.
You get Jared Verse going into year
4 years younger.
Defensive player of the year, really good player.
Wow.
You also add a defensive rookie of the year. You also add a first-round pick, second-round pick, and third-round pick. And you're giving up Jared Verse. And for the Rams, this is a home run. This is amazing. I'm now adding Myles Garrett. They are a team now that has the reigning MVP. They've got the reigning defensive player of the year and guy who just broke the sack record in Myles Garrett. So you've got the guy who just had the most sacks in the NFL, the player who had the most receiving touchdowns in the NFL in Devontae Adams. Oh, and the player who had the most receptions in the NFL in Puka Nacua. MVP, DPOY, sack leader, receiving touchdown leader, and receiving yards leader. Unbelievable. All on the Rams. If you don't win a Super Bowl, damn!
Yeah. Yeah. This is as all-in as it gets. I wonder if McVay is comfortable with moving on from things like maybe he's just going to ride out this Stafford era of what maybe is like 2 more years, and then he finally gets his wish of not having to deal with the stresses of coaching football anymore.
Maybe.
But this is as top tier of a roster as it gets. And
yeah, I was trying to reconcile that with his talk about retirement a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And how his wife called him out. Because this definitely seems like a Sean Payton type of nuke the cap and then leave town move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Unless he just falls in love with Ty Simpson and he feels like Simpson's actually going to be legit.
Yeah.
As he coaches him over the next couple of years.
But I also think from a coaching standpoint, if we know we're going for it hard the next 2 years, and then in 2028 and 2029, we're going to transition to Ty Simpson and be bad, I'll just flip in developmental mode, you know?
Right.
We don't lose, we learn. You know?
Yeah,
coaches have all these little quirky sayings about situations like this. And if you're McVay and you're expecting to lose, then I think you could go through that. But at the same time, if you could get another Super Bowl championship out of here and go make $20 million doing TV, I could definitely see that scenario playing out as well.
Well, and both sides, we've got more info on like how this trade came about. So Jeremy Fowler had a few notes from ESPN. He said the Browns desired a young ascending pass rusher, specifically Jared Verse, which shrunk the candidate pool per a team source. Another team that they were talking with, the Eagles, they wanted Jalen Carter. Now, the Eagles refused to give up Jalen Carter, so that deal didn't end up happening. This was a Rams-specific deal because the Rams hounded Cleveland for a while. They would not let this go. Myles Garrett did not request a trade like he did last offseason. The team made the deal due to the trade value, so they really value Jared Verse in this trade as Cleveland, and they don't expect this to be a fire sale. So other teams are like, well, what about Denzel Ward? They're all-pro corner. Is he available? No, it does not appear that he will be available in a trade for Cleveland.
I think he really fleeced him.
I think it was a great move for the Browns. Now, here was, this is ESPN Cleveland. This is their reaction post-trade, Myles Garrett going to the Rams. I don't think they had all the compensation. They knew Verse, and they knew a first-round pick. I don't think they had the second and the thirds for the ensuing years yet, but this was their initial reaction on ESPN Cleveland.
What was Todd Monken's answer when he was asked if he's been assured Miles is going to show up next week at mandatory camp?
He essentially said that he has not been assured that he is going to be a part of the team or part of the camp, but that hasn't changed since the moment he took over as the head coach. So
I would still expect him to be here, and Emmett, we agree. If he's not here, we'll cross that bridge, and it will be a huge story if he doesn't show up.
It will be a gigantic story. I still wouldn't worry about it because we know all you got to do is just throw some cash in front of Miles. That's all you got to do.
I didn't end up working out because he's not there, and now he's traded. Now you'll have Jared Verse, who's a Dayton, Ohio native. So people that are like, oh, my gosh, you know, this sucks for Jared Verse. He's going back home. I'm sure it does suck. He's leaving a team that was about to win a Super Bowl, possibly.
Yeah, it sucks.
So that stinks. But I guess, like, just going from L.A. to Ohio, not too bad. And from the Rams side of this, Jay Glazer put out, the Rams and Browns started talking about the Myles Garrett trade since the draft. One of the reasons they took Ty Simpson in the first round was because they knew they'd be without at least next year's first-round pick. So the Rams were hoping to make it all draft capital. They fought not to include Jared Verse in the deal, but he was a necessity to get it done from Cleveland. So that's a big reason why they decided to get ahead of this. We're not going to have a one. We might not have a chance to get a quarterback that we think this highly of. So they went ahead and pulled the trigger on Ty Simpson.
Yeah, it makes the Ty Simpson stuff look much more understandable. With if you had this kind of been cooking the entire time, and you go ahead and get your quarterback, you know you're punting on the resources that you would have gone to get your next quarterback. So now you're sitting pretty knowing, all right, when Stafford leaves, we already have that incumbent, and we don't have to worry about, oh, crap, we don't have any picks to go get the next guy. So it makes sense as long as the evaluation on Ty Simpson is actually legit and he can be the real deal.
Players acquired with first-round picks by the Rams since hiring Sean McVay. Brandon Cooks in 2018.
Good pick.
Jalen Ramsey in 2020. Matthew Stafford in 2022. Jared Verse in 2024, Ty Simpson, whom they just took, Trent McDuffie, who they traded a first for, and Myles Garrett. It's pretty nice right there. So they've used their first-round picks wisely, and then when they've had first-rounders, they've hit on them. But to what we talked about earlier, they've done an excellent job of hitting in the middle of the rounds.
I would just say, like, it's sobering coming off this offseason where we've built optimism around the Cowboys, and last week I said I feel like they're contenders. And I still hate myself for saying that, but I believe it, okay? The Rams probably got to suffer from some injuries now, you know? And I hate it because in order for the Cowboys to win, you need a year where you actually do kind of go for it like now, and then you need to have the absence of one of these real NFC teams that knows the path to a championship. You need to have a year where Seattle doesn't figure it all out with McDonald now. Mm-hmm. You got to include their team builder extraordinaire and John Schneider and the combination of one of the best coaches in the NFL. So you got to have a Seattle down year, you got to have a Rams down year, you got to have a Philadelphia down year, you got to have a Shanahan down year. It looks like you're getting the Shanahan down year and the Tampa down year. Because down there in Tampa, that dude, Jason Light, he knows how to go for it when he gets close as well.
Yeah.
So a third of your conference knows how to go for it when they're close. The Cowboys are just trying to make the playoffs. Mm. This is our moment to put pressure on Jerry Jones. Go do something like the Rams are doing, or like Tampa did, or like the Rams did 5 years ago, or like the Niners did 2 years ago, like Howie Roseman has done three times in the last decade. Please, for the love of God, it's not good enough, Jones boys. Okay? You're right now a contender if the Rams have injuries.
Sure. Yeah, and look, there's the Josh Sweat stuff floating around. I'd love the Cowboys to get in on that. That's a player that has works in the system. He's played well under Fangio before. I wonder what Christian Parker thinks about him. I think the Max Crosby stuff, I would revisit that. Now, maybe that's an in-season trade deadline type acquisition. Let's see Max Crosby play. Let's prove that he's healthy and can actually play in an NFL game, which I think that he will be able to. Maybe they revisit that. Mary Kay Cabot did report the Cowboys were among the teams showing interest in Myles Garrett, along with the Eagles and the Rams. If they coveted a young edge rusher, though, I don't see who the Cowboys had to offer unless it was Donovan Ezeraku. And if you're comparing Ezeraku or a Malachi Lawrence you just drafted, you're not that's not in the same ballpark as Jared Verse right now. For so sure. They're going to take the Rams deal. You're not really able to be players in that. Giants are bringing in all the old wide receivers. Juju Smith-Schuster signing with the Giants. They're reuniting with Odell Beckham Jr. as he worked out for them earlier. And they're bringing in Braxton Berrios, the former boyfriend of one Alex Earl, who is a TikTok star. So three new wide receivers as they are trying to replace Gunnar Olszewski, who tore his Achilles in OTAs. They've had three players go down to Achilles tears. Just this OTA is really, really bad. And Russell Wilson has decided, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to go the Matt Ryan route here. I'm going to join CBS. After the Jets were talking with him about possibly signing, he is going ahead and becoming a CBS Sports analyst. So good for Russell Wilson. And finally, as we wrap up your football fix, the Vikings are hiring Nolan Teasley as their next general manager. He has been an assistant for John Schneider there in Seattle, and he won out because of his strong football acumen. And apparently, you did have Kevin O'Connell as a big voice in that decision. He was in all the interviews, so this is something where it appears your head coach and GM there will be aligned. I think it's a smart choice. Seattle's done a heck of a job of team building. Go ahead and take somebody off that tree. We'll see how that works for Minnesota moving forward.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Longhorns just finished beating Tennessee twice. The Volunteers heading home early. Tech and Bama going to be underway at 6, and then if the Red Raiders win again at 8:30, they need to do what Texas just did, win 2 to advance. Chris Young joins us next here. It's the G-Bag.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at grunes.co.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nation on the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Pregame's coming up at 6 as the Rangers are in St. Louis to take on the Cards. And Chris Young joins us now here on the Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey guys, I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good, man. That was fun. What's top of mind here as far as building momentum off sweeping the Royals going into this series against the Cardinals?
Yeah, it was a good way to really salvage the homestand. To come out of the homestand with a winning record was big. Obviously, it started on a bad note with getting no hit and then losing 3 out of 4 to our division rival. But again, the team did exactly what I hoped they would, which was show a lot of resolve and fight. They didn't quit. They came out. They found ways to win. We played small ball. We ended up slugging some. And we pitched really, really well. And so I think as we go into this week, playing a very good St. Louis team, coming home and then having Cleveland, which is very good, we need to continue what we did against Kansas City. We need to continue the starting pitching, which was phenomenal against KC. Between Gore, Rocker, and Leiter, they allowed us to play from ahead, allow us to get early leads, and then it really dictates the rest of the game where we get to use our winning arms and the other team uses their non-winning arms when you have a lead. So it's so important to play from ahead. And when you have good starting pitching that goes out and did what they did, it gives you the opportunity to do that. So that we've got to see it continue. We've got a challenge this week going on the road and then coming home and playing two good teams. But again, when our guys play the way they did this weekend, I think we can play with anybody.
Yeah, and going to the ninth inning on Saturday night to pull that one out, you mentioned the resiliency. Is that the third time this has happened, though, in 60 games? It kind of feels like your guys have a knack for that now.
Well, it's interesting you say it because I think the previous couple of years we really didn't come from behind. I mean, when we were down, I think last year, maybe the year before, I can't remember, but when we were down, the game was over. I think there was a year where we had, from the seventh inning on, I don't think we had a come-from-behind win.
I think it was 23.
September. Was it 23?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember. I know that we have not historically been, the last few seasons, a team that has played well when we've been down. And this group seems to find a way to do that. I know we had a big win in Sacramento against the Athletics earlier this season where the team lost the lead in the eighth inning, and then we responded and scored, I think, 4 or 5 in the ninth inning to win the game. And that's what the game this weekend felt like when we lost the lead in the seventh or the eighth, and then responded and found a way to score the runs in the ninth to win it. So it is a good quality to have. My hope is that we don't have to do it too often.
See, why there's been some social media buzz of maybe some new faces in the clubhouse. Is there any transactions you can share with us?
I'm not with the team in St. Louis, I don't know when they are being announced, if Skip has already announced them, but we are selecting Robbie Ahlstrom, left-handed pitcher from AAA. We optioned Gavin Collier, and so that's the first move. We've got another one in the works that I can't comment on yet, and then the second one is Sam Haggerty is on the family medical emergency list. And so we've recalled Cody Freeman to replace Sam for these next 3 days as Sam is dealing with a personal matter. So there are a couple new faces. There may be another third move that's pending. I'm waiting more information, but definitely those two.
What can you tell us about Mr. Ahlstrom Hayden?
Yeah, Robbie's had a great first couple months of the season. Left-handed pitcher. He's had real power, fastball that he can run up to 97 miles an hour, solid breaking ball. He's a very good competitor, strike thrower. I think with Robert Garcia down, Robbie will add a power left-handed version to our bullpen, aside from Jake Latz, who's now our closer. And so it'll complement Jalen Beeks and Tyler Alexander and maybe allow them to pitch in some different roles that'll set all those guys up for success. But, this weekend we saw Beeks and Alexander come into some tough situations. They had to face some right-handed pockets, which they're not perfectly designed to do. Our bullpen has shifted roles this year with Robert Garcia and Chris Martin. Both struggling a little bit and then being on the injured list. And then Jake Latz going from maybe a long man / starter to now the back end leverage bullpen, closer role in the bullpen. So we've had to put some different guys in different situations and not perfectly the way we designed it coming out of spring training. But that's what happens over the course of the season. And the guys, for the most part, have pitched very well. But Robbie will add another dimension to our bullpen, and we're excited to see him. He's a great guy and a competitor, and he's been in big league spring training with us, and my hope is that he gets off to a good start here.
Okay, and what can you tell us about a couple of familiar faces that fans are anxious to see in Seager and Langford getting some rehab work going?
Yeah, both those guys are doing very well. Wyatt's played in two rehab games now, and Corey, we anticipate, is either going to be playing tomorrow or Wednesday or maybe both. He's face live pitching. They're both progressing very, very well. They're both pain-free, and now it's about building up the baseball activity and making sure that they're ready to return to major league games. But I can't emphasize how important those two are to our team and our success. We've done our best to try to keep our head above water while we've been without those guys. But to get those guys back, a healthy Corey and a healthy Wyatt will boost our team, and especially if they come back hot and perform at the level that we think they can. And so, you know, we're trying not to rush them. But that said, they're so important to our season. We want them back as soon as possible, and they're getting close.
Is Wednesday or Friday this weekend realistic?
Certainly not before the weekend. And I don't want to, you know, get our fans excited hoping it's the weekend. I hope it's the weekend. I put a lot of pressure on our training staff to try to do everything we can to get these guys back as soon as possible. That said, we have to be responsible. And if they're not ready this weekend, that's okay. We'd rather have them back healthy for the duration of the season than to bring them back a game or two early when they're not quite ready. So the weekend is not ruled out, but it's not we're not committed to that yet.
And are you just looking to see them move pain-free, or are you trying to build some offensive momentum down there?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, you'd love to see them have success and get the reps. You cannot replicate major league competition. Even right now in the game, I think the biggest jump is from AAA to the big leagues, because the quality of play, especially as a hitter adjusting to the pitching, is so high. So anytime you go on rehab, you're not going to face major league quality competition, but what you are going to do is go through baseball activity and baseball movements. You're going to be on your feet for 2.5-3 hours. You're going to be making baseball plays. You're going to be moving in ways that maybe we can't simulate in a controlled environment. So it's really important that these guys go and get these reps and the experience to, you know, hopefully pass all the tests, so that when they are in a major league game, there's nothing that pops up that we haven't exposed them to. And that's kind of what they're doing. So it's, you know, the performance piece is one part of it. We would love to see them perform, but the reality is these guys are major league players. And if they don't get any hits on rehab, they're still very capable of jumping right in and performing at the big league level. But when you haven't seen competition in, you know, weeks, for Wyatt, it's been over a month. For Corey, it's been, you know, it's approaching 3 weeks now. It's good to get them real live reps in game situations.
Have you seen some growth out of your lineup, though, without those guys in there? Seemed like the offense just creatively finding ways to score over the weekend.
Yeah, and really I love the way the offense went about it. I mean, the guys at the top did their job in terms of hitting the ball hard and some extra base hits. And then when we got to the bottom of the order, these guys created pressure on the other team by doing little things, putting the ball in play, walking, getting hit by pitch, bunting, and playing small ball to some extent. And, you know, the bottom of the order was driven kind of by on-base percentage. The top of the order, we saw Jock slug. We saw Nimmo hit a big home run. JJ homered. Duran slugging. So, Berger can slug. It was a good balance. And so I think that's what we need, is the bottom of the order to set the table for the top. The top did their job this weekend. It was really fun to see, you know, almost kind of a complete lineup without our two main guys. And when we get our two main guys back, it'll help everybody else, because it'll put them in better spots in the lineup, and it'll be able to give us some flexibility with giving guys off days and not running them into the ground. And you saw that this weekend. Evan Carter needed a couple days off after getting hit in the foot by a pitch. And, you know, these guys have been pushing it. They're trying. They want to be out there, but they also need, you know, a day here and there. And so when we get Corey and Wyatt back, it'll give us a little more flexibility to do that.
See, why you've talked to us a lot about your starting pitching setting the tone. They certainly did that over the weekend. They were brilliant. What'd you think about the dominant pitching you got from your starters, then carrying that into DeGrom's outing tonight in St. Louis?
Yeah, this is what good pitching staffs do, is they feed off each other. And Mackenzie Gore came out Friday night in a game that I'm not going to say was must win for us, but after the Houston series, we were all pretty down. And Mackenzie came out and just basically put it on his shoulders and went and threw, I think it was 7 shutout that night. And from there, the offense was able to breathe and get us a lead. And we won the game. And that was so huge. And then Kamara goes out and does the same thing. And then Jack follows that. And so they kind of feed off each other. And they're a close group. They love each other. They care about each other. And they root for each other. But they compete with each other as well because they want to uphold their end of the bargain. And so for Jacob, tonight's his night. My guess is that he's going to go out and want to do exactly what the three guys have done before him. And when you have that, that's how you can have a chance to have some win streaks. And with our rotation, I do feel like when these guys get on a roll, we should have a chance to win, a good win streak, you know, 7, 8, 9 games in a row at some point.
Well, that would be nice. CY, I don't want to be an alarmist, but it does feel like maybe the Mariners are raising the bar on what it's going to take to contend in the division for the rest of the summer. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt. I would not by any means say that, their start was characteristic of the team they are. We know that this is, they're the team to beat in the American League West. And we've got our work cut out for us in terms of keeping up with them. And we knew that coming in, but nothing changed. I would also say that we have not played our best baseball, in my opinion, that there's a better Texas Rangers team than what we've shown. And my expectation is we continue to improve and get better. And we'll see how this falls. But there's a lot of baseball left. There's a long season to go. And we've got to just continue to focus on us and play our best baseball. And if we do that, my hope is that by the end of the season, we'll be in a spot to compete with the Mariners and hopefully find a way to beat them.
Well, thanks for joining us, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
There he goes. Chris Young, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Pre-game's coming up at 6 o'clock. They're in St. Louis. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we got some hoop conversations coming up, Chief, maybe?
Yeah, the NBA Finals is set, and we have a Giannis update for you next year in the Nation.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify.
RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's just a four-hour show tonight. In an hour and 15 minutes, Rangers are looking for four in a row against the Cardinals. Here's your chief to talk some hoop.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer as the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when the NBA Finals is set, and apparently home court advantage for a Game 7 no longer matters. Have you seen the numbers?
No.
Tim Bontemps. The past 6 years, home teams are 9-12 in Game 7s in the NBA. That is a 43% win rate. Prior to 2020, home teams were 106-29 in Game 7s in the NBA. That's a 78.5% win rate. So it used to be, and it's just another indication of the sport and the league changing, but it used to be home court advantage in a Game 7, you had just under 80% chance to win that game if you were the home team.
And what's the line?
And since 2020.
2020. Wow.
You're sitting at a 43% home win rate.
Is that the new CBA working?
So I think it's what we talked about last week, where the volatility of the three-point shot.
Oh.
I think that is probably the biggest factor. And then also it seems like every year you're getting star players that are injured, you know, and that kind of changes the math on things where, yeah, you were the best team in the regular season, but now all of a sudden you have an injury to one of your best players. You just saw it with Oklahoma City, not a devastating like Halliburton kind of injury, but with Jalen Williams being out, that was huge for them. And they had a handful of their guards that were actually banged up and out. So I think it's the three-point shooting is probably the number one thing.
Yeah.
And then the injuries is maybe another one.
Small sample size possible as well. It is 21. The sample's getting decent sized. So you can't say it's just that.
Right.
But maybe load management. Like the best team had stars missing so many games that they're deprioritizing the regular season. Maybe I should just say it like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's much more important that we all show up healthy in May than we have the number one seed.
Yeah, there's probably been some instances of that. But you just saw with the Thunder, I mean, they were dominant in the regular season.
They were, and they were banged up a lot.
Yeah. And they still found a way, like, they were the true one seed. The problem is the Spurs really were a kryptonite for them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were crushing teams. The Thunder, I mean, they were 71-14 against everyone that was not San Antonio, but they were 4-8 versus the Spurs this year.
That's something.
So like, it's just a really, really bad matchup for OKC when it comes to the Spurs. So like 37% of OKC's losses this year were from San Antonio. And so that's part of the reason it goes back to the Chet conversation, right? Of like, he's supposed to be the guy that is helping you defend what is the new face of the NBA. Don't think we have to have that conversation anymore.
No.
I mean, it seems like Wemby, he's taking the torch, and as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be that guy. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a really, really bad matchup for OKC with the Spurs. Lucius, you were all over it, and now we get Spurs and Knicks in the finals. I did love the better. Did you guys see the parlay?
Oh, yes. And he was being offered, I think it was like what? He was like a 1.something million. They tried to offer him like 400-something thousand, and he said, no, thank you. And this was back before Game 7 started.
Yeah, back in February, this better at DraftKings put together a $2,500 four-leg futures parlay. So to lay down $2,500 on a futures parlay, you got to have some serious cheddar, anyways.
It's a big account, well into six figures.
He bet Michigan to win the NCAA tournament. He bet on the U.S. men's hockey team to win gold. He bet on the Knicks to win the East and the Spurs to win the West. So he had a chance to cash out before Game 7 for a little over $600,000.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Yeah, we're good here. I just turned $2,500 into well over $500,000, but he said no. I'm trusting my ticket. And, of course, the Spurs go out there and get the victory. So he ends up turning $2,500 into $1.71 million.
Oh, wow. So they were trying to really get him 1.7 compared to 600K. It's basically a coin flip in Game 7, maybe 55-45. You're going to have to bring that closer to $800,000 to really get me to consider it if I'm doing math on the proposition of the value itself.
Sure, sure.
You know, and I think on top of that, you have to go to, for most of us out there, the 600 is paying off our houses.
Yeah.
So there's no way we're risking it. But if you are, if you're a millionaire and you're doing it for the thrill of it, or maybe to goose your social media, you're like, I think I'd rather have the fame and the recognition from the gambling community than the 600 grand. You know, it's great to have options like that in life, I guess.
It is pretty cool seeing the Paycom Center turning into the Blunder Dome, is what they're calling it now in OKC. The Paycom Center is now the Blunder Dome. And we'll see how they approach things in the off season, but what Wemby and company just did, so a couple of nuggets for you. At 25 years and 20 days old, the San Antonio Spurs' average age this postseason makes them the second youngest team to reach the NBA Finals since, like, 1950.
Wow.
So the youth factor is ridiculous. Wemby, first player in NBA history with 15 or more threes and 15 or more blocks in a playoff series. And now you get the Inside the NBA crew, with Charles Barkley going back to San Antonio.
Oh, yes.
Oh, get the churros ready.
Meetings have been hilarious.
They'll be going from San Antonio to New York.
Well, hey, you got the two McGuffey girls that are sitting behind Mitch Johnson there. I'm sure they're going to be saying, hey, what's up, Chuck?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They're trying to show off in a big way.
That was some good virality for sure. Now, this is the other one here. Wemby joins, I've never heard of this guy, Dolph Schayes.
Oh, come on. You don't know who Dolph is?
Knicks big man in like the 70s?
Yeah, of course.
60s?
If you say so.
Double-double machine.
Wemby joins Dolph Schayes, who I believe to be a made-up fictional human being. Magic Johnson, Shaq, Timmy D, and LeBron is the only players in NBA history to lead a team to the finals as its undisputed best player in their age 22 seasons.
76ers career.
12-time All-NBA selection, dude. Come on. This is a big-time player.
Wemby changed it to Dolph because his real name was Adolph.
Yeah.
It's a bad time to have that name.
Yeah, it really was.
Pulled the audible.
I mean, he was born in 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
It's a heady play by
him.
Kind
of ruined it.
Heady play by him. You might want to.
Very aware player.
Let's go ahead and drop the A.
You could just punt on the whole thing, but he was like, nah, just one letter can change really everything about
Dolph.
The trajectory of my entire life. The Ringer, they put it this way about Wemby. Wemby's offense arrives in the most brilliant flashes you've ever seen. His defense is a new set of laws governing space-time. It changes everything. I thought that was a great way to put it. Like what Wemby does, trying to figure out, okay, is he more impactful offensively or defensively? I still think it's defensively.
Oh, 100%.
With what he's able to do, because he racks up the blocks and all that kind of stuff, but then how many times did you see a Thunder player just run away from the rim when you would think they had a chance?
Yeah.
Late in that game, there's SGA, and it's kind of a one-on-one deal. He could go right to the rack. Oh, there's Wemby. I got to turn around. Dang near turn it over.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the ball out to somebody else. The impact that he has defensively is insane.
Yeah, I was telling Abby about that on Saturday. She sat down and watched it, and you know, of course, she was looking at her phone the entire time as it went final. I said, Abby, this is history.
Right,
what we're watching right here is the emergence of the next guy that we're going to be talking about in Jordan type of gravity. But I really feel like he took a team that had no business winning and getting to the finals, and said, I mean, it's kind of, I know they added De'Aaron Fox, so it's different now than it was last year, but it was kind of like, felt like a lottery team without Wemby, and Wemby makes them a potential champion.
I mean, I do think Stephon Castle's pretty damn good.
Oh, no. These guys are all good.
Dylan Harper has a chance to be, but yes, like, I don't think those guys would be anywhere close to this in this stage of their career if it's not for Wemby. But,
yeah.
I mean, though, I do think in a couple of years, like, we can be talking about Stephon Castle as, like, a legitimate number two to Wemby.
But her follow-up was, how many points did he have to do this? And I said 22, and she said it doesn't make sense. I was like, well, you got to watch the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the impact that he has is just insane. And Dylan Harper, for a rookie,
Yeah.
I mean, what he's done is crazy. And maybe the most fortuitous blood clot ever, where Wemby is sitting out most of last season.
That's a good point.
And they're able to get Dylan Harper.
Right.
Like when that news broke, Spurs fans are losing their mind. Oh my gosh, do we have a Chris Bosh situation? Is the career ending? No, it's just going to help you get Dylan Harper, and then now you're in the finals.
And just get a Harper on your team, you're going to win NBA championships.
Some teams got all the luck, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's so annoying. The Spurs. It's not some teams.
Oh, let's get the number
one
pick.
Gosh dang Spurs. And for as much as I was glad to see them take down the Thunder, they are about to piss me off for the next 5 years,
I'm going to watch them for the Knicks. Yeah, go Knicks.
Okay, Mavs are moving to Valley View, right?
Sounds like it.
That's a fish.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's going to suck, dog. You like We're talking about 6:35.
Yeah, traffic is going to be
traffic
ridiculous.
On game days?
Yeah, they
I might never make it home.
Yeah, they got to figure out 6:35. That's a great point. I mean, it does, from here it's pretty close, but
6:35 is better now.
Just crash in the broadest beanbag chair, you know, at night.
Yeah.
They're Lucius.
I like watching him get up. He turns purple. Different shades of purple every time he gets up.
There's nothing better than that. Also, I did want to just pay off on this. Giannis, Scoop B is reporting that Giannis is only willing to sign an extension with the Miami Heat.
Okay.
So as we try to figure out where he's going to be traded up until sort of the NBA draft, apparently Miami's the only team he'll re-up with.
So another team has to go with the Kawhi Leonard plan. Like, you can leave, but we're going to win a championship first.
And that's, sounds like a Masai Ujiri special.
That's tough to project. Okay, updated intel on the Cowboys and what they could do with Christian Parker. The most important questions that will determine if he lives up to the hype is coming up next as we kick off Football Finest with you here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.